The start of Afghanistan's week-long National Assembly of Tribal Elders, or Loya Jirga, was expected to begin today with the appointment of a new head of state to rule the country for the next 18 months. But the inaugural ceremony was abruptly postponed until tomorrow, as rival parties debate whether the former king of Afghanistan will become a candidate for head of state. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
When the surprise announcement first came that the Loya Jirga would be delayed by a day, Afghan government officials and Loya Jirga commission members insisted it was due to logistical complications. Then, later in the day, President Bush's number one man in Afghanistan told journalists that the reason was, in fact, political. Special envoy Zalmay Khalilzad said there was confusion over recent reports that the 87-year-old former king of Afghanistan, Zahir Shah, might compete against Hamid Karzai, the chairman of the outgoing interim administration, in a bid to govern the country.
There was need to clarify that because there was an impression created that the king and Chairman Karzai were competing with each other for the same position and that indeed they were becoming political rivals.
To date, no formal list of candidates for head of state has been published. The most obvious frontrunner, however, is Chairman Karzai. 2 days ago, he was endorsed by the Tajik-dominated Northern Alliance, which holds powerful posts in the departing government. In the words of one of Karzai's aides, this close cooperation with the Tajiks has become a political liability for Karzai within his own ethnic group, the Pashtuns. Some Pashtun leaders no longer trust Karzai. Consequently, support has grown among some of the Loya Jirga's 1,500 delegates for the former king. Late today, Zahir Shah made a brief public appearance at his home in Kabul to quash speculation about his candidacy. He sat next to Karzai, flanked also by the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan and special envoy Khalilzad. A spokesman read the king's brief statement to the press.
As I have always mentioned, I have no intention of restoring the monarchy. And I'm not a candidate for any position in the emergency Loya Jirga. My sole aim is to serve the suffering people of Afghanistan.
Zahir Shah then threw his support behind Karzai as the next head of state. But the fact that the king announced his decision with American diplomats at his side rather than at the Loya Jirga led some observers to believe Zahir Shah had been pressured into withdrawing his candidacy. Alex Thier is an analyst with the International Crisis Group.
Unfortunately, a decision that looks as though it was preordained, that clearly didn't have the participation of people from all over the country, is not going to be the kind of decision that makes people feel that the process was legitimate and therefore is going to undermine the project of bringing the country back together.
Zahir Shah is still expected to fulfill his original role of inaugurating the Loya Jirga tomorrow afternoon. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.